We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Green Living viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all hot bird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rates 27500, FEC 5 over 6.
Please refer to www.supremastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, African, Telsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Canadi, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Aztec Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations agency and the European Union helped to enhance food security in Burkina Faso. In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates bank donates over $540,000 to a charity clinic. In animal news, Syria, the orangutan learns a new and exciting skill. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 6th, is the Independence Day of Bolivia, honoring its autonomy declared in 1825. Situated in Central South America, southwest of Brazil, Bolivia was once the center of the ancient Tiwanaku Empire, which was very influential from 400 to 500. The spiritual and political center of the Tiwanaku culture in the western part of the country is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Showing global leadership on the environment, Bolivia hosted the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth. His Excellency Juan Evo Morales Aima, the nation's first indigenous person to be elected president, convened the summit. August 6 is also the Independence Day of the Caribbean nation of Jamaica, observing its self-rule achieved in 1962. Jamaica is well known for its wide variety of ecosystems, such as rainforests, savannas, elfin forests at high elevations, and arid sandy regions. Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park in eastern Jamaica has among the highest amount of endemic and total species diversity in the Caribbean. An estimated 40% of the flowering plants there are found nowhere else on Earth. We wish the caring people of Bolivia and Jamaica a wonderful Independence Day.
Flying news. Fires scorch western Canada and US. Sparked by lightning and dry conditions, over 400 wildfires raged across Canada's British Columbia province, consuming nearly 60,000 hectares by Sunday, August 1st, with hundreds of firefighters working to contain them from the ground and with helicopters and other equipment. Sadly, two responding pilots gave their lives to the effort when their water-equipped plane lost control on Saturday evening near the small town of Lytton.
To the south, in Oregon, USA, a wildfire known as the Rooster Rock spread to nearly double its size by Wednesday, scorching 4,200 acres. Residents of 30 homes had to evacuate, with another 70 houses on alert as a building, shed, and family's belongings were consumed. Temporary flight restrictions were implemented in the area as crews worked to extinguish the blaze using helicopters and air tankers.
With our condolences to the loved ones of the brave pilots, we thank all Canadian and U.S. officials and fire personnel for your tireless efforts to ensure people's safety in containing the flames. With heaven's grace, may our more caring eco-stewardship alleviate such dangerous events as these.
Earthquakes jolt Australia, Iran, US, India, and Indonesia. On Saturday morning, July 31st, South Australia was shaken by a magnitude 4.2 quake centered 10 kilometers northeast of Corn, which was preceded by several foreshocks and followed by a number of aftershocks. Meanwhile, a strong 7.6 magnitude tremor struck below the Philippines' southernmost main island of Mindanao early that day. On Sunday, Iran's southernmost Hormozgan province was rocked by two tremors measuring 3.4 on the Richter scale that occurred within 8 minutes of each other in the city of Bandar Maqam.
In the USA, a rare 3.0 magnitude tremor hits Louisiana on Tuesday, August 3rd, while India's Andaman Islands experienced a 5.0 magnitude quake 90 kilometers southeast of Port Blair on the same day. Indonesia was also rattled that day by several tremors, one measuring 6.5 that jolted West Java's Ujung Kulon area, and another of magnitude 5.0 that shook Aceh.
Yet another 5.4 magnitude quake was registered on Sumatra's Lampung province in the afternoon, and that evening, a powerful 6.3 magnitude tremor struck in waters off the eastern coast, causing buildings to shake in Manado. There were, thankfully, no reports of casualties or injuries for any of the events.
We are grateful for the safety of the quake-stricken residents, as we pray that such disturbances may soon be a thing of the past, as we strive for gentler lifestyles to help stabilize our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
By our scientists show that the vast majority of the spilled oil has been dispersed or removed from the water.
Oil leak successfully plugged in Gulf of Mexico. U.S. officials announced on Wednesday, August 4th, that energy company BP's recent efforts have been successful in capping the oil well that has spilled up to 6 billion barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. BP is now closely monitoring the pressure in the well, which should be relieved by two new wells due to be completed by the end of August.
Evaluating environmental impact, U.S. government scientists estimate about 75% of the originally leaked oil has dispersed, thanks to a combination of being burnt off, evaporated, or consumed by natural microbes in the ocean waters.
U.S. President Barack Obama pledged further restoration as he stated,
"So the long battle to stop the leak and contain the oil is finally close to coming to an end. And we are very pleased with that." Our recovery efforts, though, will continue. We have to reverse the damage that's been done. We've got to make sure that folks who were harmed are reimbursed, and we're going to stand by the people of the region however long it takes until they're back on their feet.
Many thanks, President Obama, the U.S. government, BP, and all the workers whose around-the-clock efforts have helped speed the halting of the leak. We pray for its ultimate success in protecting the well-being of humans as well as the rich populations of flora and fauna in the Gulf.
Another loving hut launched in Formosa or Taiwan. With the eco-friendly vegan trend blossoming throughout Formosa, Taipei City recently welcomed Loving Hut Mi Kai with colorful balloons, flower baskets, creative caps, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
The city now has 9 Loving Hut locales, all part of the international chain of vegan restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of serving scrumptious, wholesome, and affordable plant-based meals to the public. Located next to a busy commercial area where many people shop and work, Loving Hut Mi Kai is also conveniently close to a metro station. Our correspondent in Formosa shares more.
This is a restaurant.
有许多充满惊喜的城市料理，还有小菜点心，顿饭是这里的招牌，深受大家的喜爱。现在就让我们一同听听看顾客们的分享。整个看起来菜色就很漂亮，很可口，然后它的味道蛮喜欢的，我会推荐朋友来这边用餐，因为感觉很棒。我觉得
爱家就是有自己的logo，是很明确的，然后感觉空间就是很干净、干净明亮。对，我本身就很喜欢，那所以其实到处看得到你们，我也蛮开心的，因为东西都还蛮好吃的。它颠覆了一般你对素食的餐饮的一些刻板印象，对，那你也就觉得说，啊，原来素食可以那么好吃。
以这家店我这样吃完之后，我个人排会很经常想来吃，主要是说口感也很好吃，然后它这边又强调就是说健康的食材啊，很养生环保，还有就抱一颗爱地球的心嘛。Hooray, Loving Hut Mi Kai, for your exciting opening in Taipei. We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's noble vision in support of Loving Hut International. With such satisfying cruelty-free meals, surely more and more people may quickly be vegan for a saved and healthy world.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Russian donkey receives top rehabilitation and care. Anopka, the donkey who in July had been cruelly harnessed to a parasail and flown in the air for a full 30 minutes as a publicity stunt, is now being given five-star treatment for an entire month. After worldwide attention was drawn to her plight, an outpouring of public concern regarding her fate resulted in the 17-year-old donkey being purchased from her previous owner by British newspaper The Sun, who has vowed to find her a forever loving home.
Until then, Anapka has been transported to the world-famous Kremlin School of Riding, where she is now enjoying first-class accommodations that include medical care, top-quality food such as fresh apples, cucumbers, and sweet corn with filtered water, as well as aromatherapy massage, hot baths, and an equine psychotherapist.
We join in thankful appreciation, The Sun and the Kremlin School of Riding, for your loving care of Anapka. May this gentle equine continue to awaken compassion for animals in countless hearts as she journeys to a brighter future.
Store clerk convinces potential robber to walk away. When a man pulled a gun in a Florida, USA cell phone store, asking for all the money in the register, 20-year-old store worker Nayara Gonsalves reached for the cash, but also began speaking to him calmly. She reminded him that many people were facing difficult times right now and that Jesus had a better way and would help him find a job. The man ultimately departed from the store without taking any money, as he said, "You know one thing? Good will be coming your way for what you did today." Ms. Gonsalves later said, "I believe it was the Holy Spirit of God that really made me want to tell him about Jesus. I would never be able to do that myself. God impressed me." We are thankful for your safety, Ms. Gonsalves, and are touched by your elevating message that inspired the would-be robber toward a path of honesty and peace. May both you and he be graced with many blessings of continued goodness in life.
For her bravery and good moral example, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Nayara Gonsalves with a special letter of salute, along with gifts such as her number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, as well as her DVDs and so on. Supreme Master Ching Hai also conveyed her concern for Ms. Gonsalves and requested that her association members inquire about the welfare of the young woman and her family.
Indian pilot freed in Congo. 25-year-old Syed Mazur was released unharmed after being detained for over a week when he landed a plane carrying food supplies to a remote tin mining area of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Congolese government, in response to a request by the Indian Embassy in Kinshasa, helped with negotiations to secure his freedom, and United Nations peacekeeping helicopters were able to pick up Mr. Mazur and transfer him to safety for his ultimate reunion with his family in Bangalore, India. Our grateful thanks, Congolese government, United Nations, and the Indian Embassy, for your work together that resulted in Mr. Mazur's safe return home. May he be protected always and blessed with many cherished moments with loved ones.
Save our planet. Significant impact of each degree global temperature rise. A recent National Research Council report revealed the environmental effect of every 1 degree Celsius increase in global average temperatures. These include up to a 10% rainfall reduction in arid regions such as southwestern North America, the Mediterranean and southern Africa, along with forest fires that would consume 3 times more land in the United States alone.
River basins could experience up to 10% less stream flow, and certain crop yields in the U.S., Africa, and India would be reduced by 15% for every degree of temperature rise. In addition, the scientists warned that because the greenhouse gas CO2 dissipates so slowly, its concentrations in the atmosphere and thus its warming effects would increase even with emissions kept at current levels. Dr. Susan Solomon of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, explained, "Because carbon dioxide is so long-lived in the atmosphere, it could effectively lock the Earth and future generations into warming not just for decades and centuries, but literally for thousands of years."
In related research, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA scientists, have reported on the significant global warming effect of the greenhouse gas methane. Updating the 2006 United Nations report, Livestock's Long Shadow, which estimated that livestock creates 36% of human-caused methane, U.S. researchers calculated these numbers to be 57% higher, as methane's warming potential is approximately 72 times more than CO2 when averaged over 20 years, and its rates of dissipation much shorter at about 12 years. Reducing levels of this greenhouse gas would have a relatively immediate cooling effect.
Thank you, Dr. Solomon, National Research Council, and other scientists for helping us to become better informed of the consequences of our choices. Let us quickly heed such urgent information in making the optimal changes to ensure a livable planet for future generations.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often addressed the detrimental tolls of global warming, as during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, in which she also confirmed the importance of methane reduction as the most effective way to cool the planet.
"The effects of global warming are already being felt on a daily basis by the vulnerable throughout the world, the poor and the helpless already, the children, in every corner of our planet. Scientists are saying that the methane and other gases from livestock raising are responsible for more than 50% of all global warming. So if we want to stop the most contributor of all global warming, then we have to stop meat production. The good news is that methane is shorter lived. So if we stop producing it, this gas will disappear quickly from the atmosphere, unlike carbon dioxide, which can last for thousands of years. So there are many, many practical reasons to be veg. Aside from the compassionate nature that is cultivated by preserving all life."
Save our planet. Japanese multinational computer company Fujitsu launches full range of slimline monitors with the newest light emitting diode, or LED technology, that not only saves power, but also provides higher quality images and colors.
Save our planet. At a climate conference in Bonn, Germany, the United States assured the international community of its commitment to reducing carbon emissions over the next 10 years.
Save our planet. With temperatures reaching a dangerous all-time high of 46 degrees Celsius across the island of Cyprus, officials are advising especially senior citizens and other vulnerable people to stay indoors for their health and safety.
Save our planet. The number of people in Africa's West Sahel region threatened with malnutrition and starvation has risen to 10 million due to failed harvests from prolonged drought worsened by climate change.
I am Beauty the Blue Butterfly, a happy vegan with a household tip of the day for removing caulk around your bathtub when it begins to crack and form mildew stains. First, make sure your tub is clean and dry. With your hairdryer about 8 centimeters, turn it on the highest setting to soften the material. Then use a utility knife along the edge to loosen it. needle-nose pliers, or an old toothbrush can help remove the remaining pieces. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In ecology news, a United Nations agency and the European Union assist in boosting food security in Burkina Faso. The European Union has donated 18 million euro to fund a project of the Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO. The plan consists of supplying quality seeds to 100,000 farmers in the West African country to increase food production in the region affected by drought and high food prices. In addition, it promotes sustainable seed multiplication and certification.More than 6 million individuals will benefit from the program. Heaven's immense blessings, European Union, for your kind support. Also, our heartfelt appreciation, Food and Agricultural Organization, for your caring efforts for the people in Burkina Faso. May people in all parts of the world be graced with the abundant harvest for a flourishing future.
In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates bank donates over $540,000 to a charity medical clinic.Provided by Sharjah Islamic Bank, the funds will be used to support the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority Clinic in Sharjah. The facility offers healthcare services to between 3,000 to 6,000 patients each month. Medicines are also provided. Both volunteer doctor and those from specialized medical companies assist with this work. Our sincere gratitude, Sharjah Islamic Bank, for your gracious gift and Red Crescent Authority Clinic for your devoted care.May the compassionate Allah bless the lives of many through your loving service. Up next on Otwasi News, Syria, the orangutan and his caregiver have a wonderful time together in the water. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Stay tuned for more laudable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In animal news, Syria, the orangutan discovers the joys of swimming.When staff at the Myrtle Beach Safari Park in South Carolina, USA, realized that 7-year-old Syria seemed to enjoy splashing around in the water, Moksha Bibi, his caregiver, helped him to learn to swim. After about 3 weeks of practice, Syria became an accomplished swimmer, which is unusual for orangutans, who usually stay away from the water. Miss Bibi said, Syria's learning curve has been incredible. Syria loves diving into the water with Miss Bibi and can swim more than 6 meters or 20 feet on his own.Bravo, Syria, on your newfound skill. Wishing you and your lovely companion, Miss Moksha Bibi, many hours of aquatic delight.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Night Calm.
The patient called the doctor about 2 o'clock in the morning. Doctor, I can't sleep because I owe you so much money. You send me such a big bill. I can't pay it.It bothers me so much, I can't sleep. So the doctor said, why did you have to tell me now? Now I can't sleep. And the patient said, and I can now.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I have now been a vegan for 2 weeks after learning about the plight of our planet and the suffering of animal beings. I'm so glad you are there to guide us in light and love. Regards, Mike from Wolverhampton, United Kingdom.
Hi Mike, it's so good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Caring Mike, your good news brought a big smile to my face. And thanks from the lovely animals. With more thoughtful souls like yours, we will soon have a benevolent, plant-based and sustainable planet for all to enjoy. Heaven bless you abundantly for your kind transition to being a vegan. With my deep gratitude and love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on North Wales News.
May a giving spirit accompany you on life's journeys. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Kazakhstan, members of the local Blind and Deaf Society make mattresses and sheets to donate to returning residents whose houses were destroyed during a time of civil conflict earlier this year.
Along with creating a commission to reduce violence in communities, Governor Pat Quinn of Illinois, USA, signs a bill that provides school officials with information about student crime victims designed to protect all parties from further harm.
Yunnan Province in southwestern China is allocating approximately $217 million to help supply water to over 3 million people in rural areas.
Pakistani Prime Minister Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani conveys his country's wish for further cordial relations with Yemen, especially in the areas of increased trade and economic cooperation.
Iran announces the launch of 2 new network channels to be broadcast worldwide, one in the Arabic language and the other in Spanish, both offering programming such as family movies and dramas.
In promoting health and environmental sustainability, Formosan, or Taiwanese computer product manufacturing giant Asus, offers all 3,500 plus employees a tasty meat-free meal prepared by more than 100 volunteers from the Buddhist Su Chi Foundation.
The Federation of Cuban Women commends the nation's attention to women's welfare, citing 40% female university enrollment in technical scientific areas, along with Cuba's top ranking in the Americas for low infant mortality.
Acknowledging unfortunate attacks on journalists who brought dishonest situations to light, China's General Administration of Press and Publication issues a statement affirming a broad range of media members' rights that are protected by law.
Dr. Ali al-Dabbagh, official spokesperson for the government of Iraq, affirms his nation's wish to resolve all issues with neighboring Kuwait in the interest of fostering renewed bilateral relations.
The UN Environment Program, or UNEP, partners with China's UNEP climate hero and eco-photographer Luo Hong to launch an art contest with 20 Chinese youth winners who will travel to Kenya for a special awards ceremony.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.